Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yetshalom. We are now at the top of Masachat Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Today we're going to, in this podcast, we're going to have a series of cases. The first series, the longer part, in a series of Piskei Halacha of Rava in cases of Jewish wine that came into the possible purview of a non-Jew, and whether or not it now is still mutar. We begin with Hahu Beita. There was a house, Taviyati Bechamr di Israel. It was wine that owned by a Jew in the house. Al Oved Kochavim, a non-Jew went into the house. Achdal Adasha Bape, he closed the door in front of himself. Vahave Biza Bedasha, there was a crack in the door. Yishtaka Oved Kochavim, the Kabeini Dani. And then when they opened the door, they found the non-Jew standing among the barrels in the house. Amarava called the Lahadi Biza Shari. Anything that's within view of the peephole is mutar. Tagisa Vahagisa Asur. Anything on either side of it is Asur. In other words, the idea is this crack was big enough that he could see, that you could see through it. And so anything that could be seen from there, he would avoid because he didn't want to get caught. Second case. Ahu Chamri Yisrael Daviyati Beveta Dahave Doyer Yisrael Bel Yonah Veoved Kochavim Batachtona. So it was a house in which a Jew lived in the loft upstairs and a non-Jew downstairs. Shamu kol tagra, suddenly there was a fight going outside or some sort of commotion. Everybody ran outside, nafki. Kadim ato et kochavim achtel dash vape. Then the non-Jew ran into the house and closed the door. Now the question is, what's the status of the barrels that are in the downstairs area? Amarava chamra shari. Rava said, all the wine is mutar. Why? Meimar amar, because the non-Jew will say to himself, keecha de kadim atoyana, just like I ran into the house, kadim vati Yisrael, v'yarti bel yonah. Maybe the Jew ran in ahead of me, and he's sitting upstairs for kochazil, and he's watching what I'm doing, and therefore I can't mess around with his wine. Third, hahu ushpiza daviyati bechamri Yisrael. There was a guest house where Jewish wine was being kept. Shtakachod kochav daviyati beidani. The non-Jew was found in the cell, in the wine cellar. Rava yunit pasalav kiganav. If when he's found there, he seems to be caught like a ganav. In other words, he's clearly embarrassed about being there, and seems caught red-handed, shari. Then it's mutar. V'lo, but if he seems to be going about his business as if he has every right to be there, asir, because that tells you that he feels comfortable being down there, and he's not going to be careful about what he does. He very likely touched the wine or had something with some of the wine. Fourth, ahu beita daviyati bechamra. There was a storehouse where they kept wine. Shtakav kochav navikayim beidani. They found a non-Jew in there. Rabbi yit leilu ishtemute chamra osir. If there is some excuse that he could give for why he was there, he's a supervisor, he came to fix the ceiling, whatever it might be, then the wine's asur, because when he's in there, he feels no need to hide, and he's got a ready excuse why he's there, so he'll do what he'll do. Ve'ilo, but if he has no good excuse for being there, which is somewhat similar to nitpasalav kiganav, then chamar shari, the wine is mutar, because he's afraid at any moment of being caught being there. Now, meitave, we have a challenge to that. Ninal apundak o shamar lo shmor asur. If you have wine inside of an inn, and the inn is locked and the non-Jew is inside, or you tell the non-Jew, keep an eye on it from the outside, then it's asur. Milo v'gavdolet lishtemute, aren't we talking about a case where he has no good excuse for being there? Because if he were found inside, he would have no good explanation, and nonetheless it's asur. Lo b'dilet lishtemute, actually more reasonable. Let's talk about a case where he would have a good explanation, such as you told him to watch it, or I had to go in and fix something. Okay, next case. Ahu Yisrael avod kochavim avu yatvi yativi v'kashatu chamra. There's a Jew and a non-Jew sitting together drinking wine. And the Jew had his own wine. Shama Yisrael kal tsluye beknishta. The Jew heard that they were davening. He heard it was time for davening. Kamva azil, he went to the shul. You would think now that the goy feels, oh, I've got him 20 minutes, half an hour, that I'm here alone with the wine, I'll do what I want. Marava chamra shari. And this consistent psak, Rava, in every one of these cases, is allowing either some or all of the wine. Rava said the wine's mutar, because the Jew, as soon as he gets there on his way there, is going to remember that he has wine, he's going to come right back. Because he doesn't know that this Jew is really committed to davening properly, and he's going to be gone for however long davening is, and wouldn't think about coming back in the middle. As far as he's concerned, the Jew may suddenly remember and turn around. Another similar case. There was a Jew and a non-Jew sitting on a boat. The Jew heard the shofarot that are blown just before Shabbat to stop malacha. So nafak va'azil, he got off the boat. Amarava chamra shari. The wine's still mutar. Why? Meimar amar hashtamid karle lechamre v'hadarati. He's going to remember that his wine is there and come back. Now, of course, the Jew wouldn't come back to Shabbat. V'imishum shabta. But if you think because of Shabbat, Ha'amar li Isura Giora. Rava said this convert, Isura Giora, that was his name, Ki avinan ba'ar miyutan, when I was not Jewish, amrinan yudoi lo menatru Shabta. The Jews aren't very careful about observing Shabbat. This is how the non-Jews see us. Why? Dimintri Shabta, kamakisi, kamishtak chibishuka. There'd be lots of money pouches found in the shuk. In other words, he says, people leave things in the shuk, and somehow the Jews find a way to, if they find them on Shabbat, to get them out of the shuk and get them the finders keepers, and must be that they're not very observant. So that's their perspective. Now, v'inu le'yadu, they don't know that there is a legal loophole to do that. The sfirlan k'rabi Yitzchak, as for Yitzchak, d'am Rabbi Yitzchak, and will take keys for Shabbat. If you find a money pouch or something else of value on Shabbat, it's out in Rashut Rabim. Molicho pachot pachot midal amot. You can pick it up, go to amot, put it down, pick it up, put to amot, and go down, and effectively get it out of the marketplace until you get to the edge of Rashut Rabim and put it somewhere that you can keep until after Shabbat. So in other words, we are Shomer Shabbat. And therefore, we wouldn't come back onto this boat or wherever it is that the Jew and the non-Jew are sitting. But that's not the issue. Again, all of these considerations are not about reality, but rather about the perspective of the non-Jew and what he thinks, and what he, thinks will happen and whether the Jew will come back. Okay. Hahu Arya. There was a lion. I mean, Nohim Matsarta. He was roaring right near the wine press. Shama would go chavim tasha beni dani. This non-Jew heard it, got scared, and went and hid among the barrels. So now while he's there, is he going to do something? Amarava chamar shari. The rhyme again is mutter. Memar amikeched atashina ana. Just like I'm hiding, the goy says, ichanami Yisrael acharai. Yisrael will probably be hiding in here too. The one who owns the wine press or somebody working here. But kochazuli, and he'll see what I'm doing. Okay? Hanu ganavi. There were some ganavim. And the salki lepumadita. They came into the town of Pumadita. They went and we ended up finding a lot of wine barrels that were opened after they came through. So we would assume that they were non-Jews and they touched the wine and they should all be asur. Amarava chamashari, it's winter, my time, huh? Ruba ganavi Yisrael ninu. Most of the ganavim in Pumbadita happen to be Jews. So we go about the rove. It's interesting and kind of scary statement. Have uvdim in Nahardei. So there was a case that happened like that in Nahardea. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel ruled again Chamar Shari. And this is two generations earlier. Now, Kiman, who is Rav Shmuel ruling like? Ki Rabbi Eliezer, is he ruling like Rabbi Eliezer against the Rabbanan? What's the case? The Amar Safek Biyat Tahor. Here's the deal. If somebody comes into a field, as we'll see in a second, a guy goes into a field during the winter season, when it's raining, when a lot of people are not there. And that makes it for purposes of Tuma, like Rishut HaYachid, and therefore when you have Safek Tuma Tamei, Rishut HaYachid. And there is Tuma in a particular field in that area. Once we know that there's a lot of Tuma in that area, and you went into the general area. I know I was in that general area, I don't know if I went to that famous Tuma field. Which means he doesn't know if he ever went in. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Safek Biyat Tahor. If he doesn't know if he went in, then he's tahor. Safek magav, but if he knows he went in, he just doesn't know if he touched the tumah, then tamei. And that's safek tumah b'shut yachid. He says it's only if we know you went into the problematic place, we just don't know if you touched. But he says if we don't know if you went into that place, it's tahor. So therefore it sounds like Shmuel ruled like Rabbi Lazar. He says, we don't know every one of these barrels if the guy who touched it was one of these non-Jews. Lo, Shaniatum came into Ika, the Patcha, the Shumamona, Havilis Fakes Faka. Here we have a different story. Why are they opening the wine barrels to start with? They're opening the barrels because they're looking to see if the person has hidden money there. They're not looking for the wine. That's not what robbers are doing. And so therefore, there's this Fakes Faka. First, a fake is whether the person who opened it was Jewish or not Jewish. Second of all, whether he, even if he was not Jewish, was he looking for wine or looking for something else? The minute he sees it's wine, he's going to just walk away and not touch anything. There was fix feka, therefore Shmuel said mutar, not necessarily ruling like Rabbi Eliezer, but even like Rabbanan. Okay, Hahi Ravita, there was a young girl, not Jewish, but like a very young girl. Dishtakach tavet bad beidina, she was sitting in the wine cellar, beidani, v'hamet nikita ufya biyada, she had some foam from the top of the wine in her hand. So we assume that she had touched inside, gone inside the barrel and taken it. Amar Rava, again, Rava ruled, Chamar Shari, it's mutar. Why? Emar Migava de Chavita Shkalta. She might have taken it from the part that overflowed. And she never went in to the barrel. V'alpha gav de Leika to it. Even though there's no other foam on the outside. Emar Tremui, Mitramila. So we'll say she got all the last foam that was on the outside. Now, Ahu Pulmusa, there was a unit of the army, the Salik La Nahardea, they came bivouacked in Nahardea. Patru Chavita Tuva, and a lot of wine barrels got opened. Kat Ravdimi, they didn't know what to do. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, Uvda Hava Kameh to Rabbi Elazar Vishara. In Tveria, Rabbi Elazar had a case like this, and he said it was mutar. But Veloya Dana, I don't know, we're not sure why he was matir. Imishum to Savarlak Rabbi Eliezer. If it's because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer about Taharot that we talked about just now. Tamar Safek Biya Tahor. Imishum to Savar, for a different reason, Rabbi Daz, the Bahadi Pumusa, Yisrael Ninu. Most of the people in that particular unit, or those kind of units, are Jewish. So, Ihachi, if that's the case, Hai Safek Biya, Safek Magahu. So if a majority of the people who go in there are Yisrael, then you don't have to talk about Safek Biya. Just say Safek Maga, because it was touched, we just don't know if it was Jewish or not Jewish. The answer is came to Miftachi Tuva, Eima Datan Mamona Patchu, Safek Biya Dami. She said, no, since a majority since many of them were opened, we have to assume that they were looking for money, not for wine. Looking for wine, they'll find one wine barrel and they'll finish it off. If they're looking for money, so they keep opening until they find money. And therefore, it's like Safek Biya, which means, because it's not as if we know that somebody touched it, and the question just is who. Okay, Hahu Masuvita de Masrala Iklida de Mafta Chalovere Kochavim. There was I called her a bartender, but a woman who would serve, would be mosaic. She would come up to the people who had the little bits of wine, and she would pour them the rest of the wine, the water, to dilute it, etc. And she gave keys to her wine cellar to a particular non-Jew. Amar Yitzchak Amar Lazar. So what was the deal? Do we now say the wine is okay? Uv Dehavi Beit Midrasha. Something a similar case came to our Beit Midrash. V'yamru Lo Masrala Ela Shmat Mafteach Levad. All she gave her was the key. Said, please watch the key. She didn't give her right access to the place, and the woman wouldn't think she could go into the wine cellar. So Rabbi Afanan Amitanin Abaye said, I could support that because we have a Mishnah that says, Hamoser Mafteachot LaMa'aretz. If you give your keys to an Ama'aretz and you've got Taharot in a storehouse, Taharotov Taharot. Everything's still Tahor. Why? You didn't give him access to the room. You just said, please watch the key. Now, Abaye says, Hashta Tarotav Torot. When it comes to Taharot, we say they're still okay. Yain Nesach Mbaya? Yain Nesach certainly should be okay because our standards for Taharot are higher. So the Memer, the Taharot, Alimi Yain Nesach, should we say that our standards are higher for Taharot? You're making a Kavach Omer? The answer is In. Deitmar, Chatzer Shechilkav Sifas. If you have a courtyard, in which a chaver lives, and the other part of it's joined by an amaretz, and they put just a tiny little reed fence in there, nothing serious. Amarav tarotav tmeot. So Rav said that the chaver's tarot that are on his side are now tamei, because we assume that the non-Jew, that the amaretz who lives on the other side will touch them. Veid kochavim, but if the neighbor is a non-Jew, ain't also yain nesach. The one is not yain nesach, which means that our threshold is lower, shall we say, for Taharot. It's easier to mess it up. So if there's a circumstance for Taharot, they're still good. Certainly the wine doesn't become Yai Nesach. Rabbi Yochanan parenthetically said, Af Taharotav Taharot. He says even the Taharot are fine. Now, Meitave, we have a challenge against Rav. If you have a Chatzer, and in the Chatzer, there's an inner area and an outer area. I mean, you can only get to the inner area through the outer area. Pnimichel chaver, the inner one is a chaver. Vachitzona shalamaretz, the outer one is someone who's not careful about taharot. Oto chaver shotech sham perot v'neach sham kelim. The chaver can put out his perot to dry, he can put out his clothes, his kelim. V'yav mishiyadot shalamaretz v'yav magad l'sham. Even though the amaretz could touch it. So kasha l'rav, that's a challenge to Rav, who said that when you put up this little reed fence, your taharot are no good. So Rav, what would Rav answer? Shani hatam shepasalav kiganav. There's a big difference. When you have one chatzer that previously everybody used both parts, and now you put up this little symbolic fence, easy to get past. If the Amaretz is suddenly found on the chaver's side, he has a good explanation for it. He was walking there, it's part of his old chatzer. But here, if the Am Haaretz is found on the inside part, he will be Nitpasalav Kiganav. It'll be as if he was caught red-handed. He'll be scared to go there. He'll have no good excuse for being there, and the it's trespassing. And therefore, we can assume Tarotav are okay. Now, Toshma, watch this. Mishkam Liel Omer, Gagoshal Chaver Lamalim Gagoshal Haaretz. Let's say you have a roof, and your roof is higher than the one of the Am Haaretz next to you. The Chaver can put his stuff up there, and they'll still remain Tahor. As long as the Am Haaretz can't reach it from his own roof. Now, Kasher Rabbi Yochanan, this challenges Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, even if he could reach it, it's Tahor. So Rabbi Yochanan's answer would be, Shaniatam Deit Leili Shtemute. In the case of the roof, if it's close enough that he could reach it, he has a legitimate excuse for why he was there. So I was stretching my arms. I was up on my roof and I was stretching and happened to touch it. He has a good excuse. He won't be castigated or considered a trespasser. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the different differential in the roof has to be enough that he couldn't reach it. So Toshma, watch Chachamim disagree with Shimon Gamliel. Gagoshal Chaver Bitzad Gigot Gagoshal Haaretz. Even if their roofs are of equal height. The Chaver can put his stuff there, it's still safe, even though the Am Haaretz's hands could reach there. So Kashtar Rav, that challenges Rav, who said, in our case, the Tarot are no good. Harav, Rav's answer would be, Lavik Rishim Gamliel, the Kaikalati. But I got Rishim Gamliel, who agrees with me, who says that it has to have a height differential, and he can't be able to reach it. Anadamik Rishim Gamliel, my position was like that of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, the next Mishnah, short one. Boleshet Shinchasal Leir. Let's say you have an army group comes into the city. They come through the city. B'shat Shalom, if things are peaceful, they're just coming through on maneuvers. Chaviyot Ptuchot Asurot. Any barrels that have been opened beforehand are now Asur. We have to assume that the army guys touched it and went in. Stumot Mutarot. But if they were sealed, we don't have to raise that problem. B'shat Melchama, but if there's war going on, Eilu Ve'Eilu Mutarot, L'fishayim Pnayim L'Nasech. Both are mutar because they just don't have time to go into the wine. They're busy fighting a war. Or meaning we have a challenge. Ir shekav shua karkom. If you have a city that's under siege, kol kohanot shebetocha psulot. All kohanot in that city, we have to assume were raped and they're psulot. Amar of Mari l'nesach ein pnai l'v'ol yish pnai. Yeah, they don't have time to go make yai nesach, but they do have time to find any woman that they want and have sex with her. Whether that means that it takes less time or that means that they have a higher interest in it, either way. Now, Umanin Shal Yisrael, next Mishnah, let's say that you have a Jewish artisan, did some work for a non-Jew. And the non-Jew then sent him a barrel of Yai Nesach to pay him for his work. The Jew can then say to him, you know what, give me its value of the barrel and not the barrel. But once it comes into the Jew's house, asur, then he can't do it because then he's selling back the Yai Nesach. Now, Amar Yehuda Marav, Mutar La'adam Lomar Lo'ed Kochavim, Tseif HaFeis Olai Menat HaMelech. The king's collector is coming around for taxes. You have a right to say to your non-Jewish friend, do me a favor, go try to appease him and get him off my back and, you know, pay him with whatever you're going to pay him and I'll pay you back, even though you know he's going to pay him with Yayin Nesach. To Meitave, watch this challenge, all Yomar Adam Lo'ed Kochavim, Ol Tachtai La'otzer. You can't say to a non-Jew, you go and take my place for the wine collector, meaning you go in and pay my bit, because he's going to pay with Yai Nesach and you're going to pay him back. So that seems to be a challenge to this, help me with the tax collector. Amalei Rav, Ol Tachtai Lo'otzer, come on, you're bringing an example from Ol Tachtai. Ol Tachtai, you're not asking him to do you any favor, you're asking him to just simply pay your debt and you'll pay him back. Halo Dami Elohai, it's more similar to this case. Havalo Merlo Malteini Min Otzer, the safe of that is, you're allowed to say, help me get away from paying the guy. In other words, if you can use a little money to bribe him, to get him away from me, then you're allowed to do that, and even though he may use Yai Nesach, that's up to him. But if you're asking him to pay your wine tax, he's going to use Yai Nesach, and then you're going to pay him back, then you really are dealing with Yai Nesach, and it is Asur. Okay, we'll pick up with the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.